Girls Out Late by Jacqueline Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Mital Marley and Harriet, Paulina and Rebecca. Chapter 1. Girl Time. We're going out tonight, Nadine and Magda and me. It's not a big night out. We're certainly not going to stay out late. We're just going on this little afternoon shopping trip. No big deal at all. We'll meet at 6:30 at Flowerfield Centre. Wander around the shops on their late night. We'll eat in McDonald's, then home by 9, like good girls. I don't bother to dress up or anything. I change out of my school uniform, obviously, but just into my black baggy trousers. They've been in the washing machine one spin too many times, so that they're now technically not black at all, more a murky grey. Still, they're just about the only trousers in the whole world that are big without making me look enormous. They almost give the illusion that there's a weeny little bum and long legs hiding under all that bunchy material. I try my newest, stripy pink top, but I'm not too sure about it now. It's a little too bright to be becoming. It makes my own cheeks glow positively peony. I wish I looked deathly pale and ethereal, like my best friend, Nadine. I'm stuck with permanently rosy cheeks and dimples. I search the airing cupboard for something dark and plain, and end up purloining a dark grey V-necked school sweater belonging to my little brother, Eggs. It fits a little too snugly. I peer long and hard in the mirror, worrying about the prominence of my chest.